With the arrival of Lent, we're all scaling down our appetites. No more sloth, lust, or gluttony. After all, less is more. And good things, they say, come in small packages. But when it comes to food in New Orleans, well, I'm not so sure. The small plate trend seems to be mushrooming. Beru, Booties, Bulini Tavern, Salou, Three Muses, Mimi's, the list goes on and on. Even the owners of Finn McCool's, that Irish bastion of barbecue and beer, are jumping on the tasting bandwagon with the new Trejo on Tulane Avenue. Producer Lane Kaplan-Levinson recently went to Root, where she sampled tiny, exquisite tastes of things like crispy pig ear and ménage à foie.
It was great. It was really, really delicious. But we all got up from the table and got into the car and realized that everyone was still absolutely starving. So we drove to McDonald's drive-thru and ordered a Big Mac.
Last month, at an upscale downtown restaurant, I ordered a corn dog. It was the length of my pinky finger. What's with that? Sometimes I think that whoever invented sliders should get a Congressional Medal of Honor. I mean, really, a hamburger one-third the size for twice the price? Could that be more American? In honor of the Lenten season, I called some fellow NOLA V writers on this idea of culinary downsizing. Not surprisingly, the response was mixed. New Orleans food writer Scott Gold admits that he's a fan. He points out that small plates have their roots in the Spanish tradition of tapas, or finger food served in taverns.
I mean, really, what's not to love about cheap, tasty, drunk food that you get to share with your friends? I really think the Spaniards have something good going on there, what with that and the whole concept of the siesta. Drinking, snacking, and napping are their most heralded cultural hallmarks. It's like they're permanently in their junior year of college, and it's just wonderful.
Of course, Scott also points out that the American version of tapas too often veers toward fussy food, dainty little bites of painstakingly composed food art.
Give me a big meal on a big plate any day of the week and I'm a happy man.
Writer Eleanor Keller says that she likes the idea of small plates, literally. She has a collection of cute little thrift store small plates. The idea came from her Aunt Helen.
My Aunt Helen liked to eat off of small plates too, after we told her that it was a really good way to lose weight. So we had a really big laugh when we went over there one day, and there she was filling up her plate. Everybody had their little small plate sitting down, and she came to the table, and she had two. Like, I don't think that's going to work. I don't think she totally grasped the point of the small plate.
For many local gourmets, like artist and writer Carol Pulitzer, gastronomic variety is the spice of life.
What I love about small plates is you get to try a lot of different tastes instead of just one thing.
The one thing she cannot understand is mixing culinary metaphors.
With Nouvelle Cuisine, they would give you these gigantic plates with this tiny little portion, and it made the portion look even smaller.
Finally, columnist Brett Will Taylor sees a bit of the emperor's new clothes in this bare-bones trend.
When I hear small plates, I ask myself the same question I do when I hear someone order a tall, skinny, venti, whatever, at Starbucks. Are Americans that bored? They're called appetizers, people, just like it's a coffee with milk, large. That said, my favorite small plate in New Orleans can be found at Lost Love Lounge. It's the pickled okra, bacon, celery, cheddar jack with olive garnish on their Sunday Bloody Marys. It's about the size of three small plates at Root, but not quite as large as a Big Mac.
There you have it. Where else but New Orleans would we look for small plates, not just on our china, but also in our glass? For WWNO, I'm Renee Peck.